Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
Red Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti. Today I'm in Rome for the Italian release of Deepwater Horizon. I have with me Mark Wahlberg. What did you know about the Deepwater Horizon disaster before making the film, and what did you find out afterwards?
Well, I knew what everybody else knew, what I saw and learned on the news through the media. But most of the focus was on the environmental disaster. So it wasn't until I read the script and read the New York Times piece and then saw Mike on 60 Minutes that I realized 11 people lost their lives and the extent of it and how heroic the men and women on the Deepwater Horizon acted on that fateful night. So, and then, of course, when going into making the movie and learning everything about offshore drilling and things of that nature, it was fascinating because it's such a different world. And we all use these resources, but not a lot of people know where they come from or what they have to do to tap into these resources. So I found that pretty fascinating.
Was it helpful that you had to interpret a real person, or is it more difficult for an actor and challenging?
Well, it's complicated. Obviously, you have a lot of responsibility, but those are the kind of roles that I prefer to play, and those are the kind of situations that I prefer to be in. More challenging, but more fulfilling. And, you know, I just find these stories very inspiring, and, you know, I welcome the responsibility.
You're also executive producer of the film, so how did you pull together this great cast?
I think they all felt compelled to be a part of something that was much more important than their own individual experience as actors. You know, you don't get to experience it that often as an actor where you're doing something of this level of importance. And so it doesn't just become about what you get out of it as an actor as opposed to being a part of something and paying tribute to the 11 people that lost their lives and the brave men and women who were able to survive. But, you know, that's the kind of thing that I think attracted everybody. And Pete and I set the tone very early that, you know, this is about them and honoring them and paying tribute to them. And everybody was just really glad to be a part of it.
There's something special in the relationship you have with Peter Berg, so that it almost feels you directed the film with him. So what is it that make your relationship, especially on screen, so strong and powerful?
Yeah, it was one of those things where it just kind of happened organically. Pete and I, we have the same agent. We have a lot of mutual friends. And for whatever reason, we were both reluctant at the idea of working together. And then when Lone Survivor happened, you know, it was a process of feeling each other out. I think we're very competitive in certain aspects. You know, he was an actor first. And then we just kind of fell in love, you know. We're like brothers. I mean, I trust him completely. He challenges me. He brings out the best in me. And I have no problem holding him to that same standard. You know, it just, I don't know, there's just a level of comfort and familiarity and trust that you don't find a lot of times. And, you know, he's very easy to work with, brings out the best, creates an environment for everybody to do their best and be collaborative. Yeah, and he's a character. Makes me laugh and smile. He's a good man.
I like to know the way you built a relationship with the real hero of the story, Mike Williams, and if what we see in the film, especially his relationship with his wife and daughter, are a result of this collaboration you've established with him.
Mike is a special guy. You know, he's a devout father and husband, and, you know, he just basically is doing a dangerous job to provide a better life for his family. You know, it's very similar to Pete. You know, these are relationships that have to be earned, you know, earning somebody's trust, somebody's respect, somebody's appreciation. You know, he wanted to know and needed to know what our intentions were, and I certainly didn't want to just bombard him with questions. I wanted to be extremely sensitive considering what he went through. But there also was, you know, there's the ticking clock of it all because we only have so much time to get to know each other. But once he realized what my intentions were and how committed I was to getting it right, that he was willing to open up to me. And, you know, I'm proud to say that he and I became very good friends. And to see him finally be able to smile, because I think he had a lot of guilt that he survived and other people didn't. To see him smile after showing the family members, the 11 people that did make it off the boat, just to see their appreciation, because it seemed like there was their loved ones were never acknowledged, certainly in the way that they should have been, and we wanted to honor them. And once they saw the movie, they were extremely proud, and that put a smile on Mike's face. And I've probably only seen him smile, like, I don't know, maybe 5 times since I've known him. And it's nice to see him smile. He's been through a lot. He's a good man.
Apart from paying tribute to survivors, the film is also a tribute to the American working class, something that Hollywood rarely does nowadays. So is this something that which was intrinsic to the project, or is something that you understood only at the end of the film?
I mean, I can certainly relate to and identify with the working class. I think that's who I am. That's where I come from. That's what I identify with. You know, that's why I'm always kind of drawn to these particular stories. You know, I was aware of it from the beginning, but not aware of what the actual occupation entails and the dangers and the hazards that come along with doing a job like that. But certainly, yeah, I mean, these, if you can see, there's always that kind of a hint of that blue-collar aspect in all the things that I do.
You played many times the role of a hero, so do you have an idea now on what makes a person a hero?
Well, in these particular situations, you know, these are ordinary people forced to do some pretty extraordinary things in order to survive. But for me, the everyday heroes are moms and, you know, teachers and people who dedicate their lives to helping other people. So yeah, those are the people that are heroes to me. Anybody who's willing to sign up to protect their community, their country, but also, you know, people go out there and, you know, work a really tough job to provide for their families.
In the film, there's also a tough accusation against the multinational BP. Did you feel or did you get pressures from them?
Well, we knew that there was obviously a lot of resistance and lack of support for us making the movie. But I don't think they were aware of the kind of movie that we were intending to make. But we felt that also with the survivors and the victims' families, you know. So I think we had kind of resistance from everywhere, and obviously for different reasons. But our intentions were, again, to honor the brave men and women who were on the Deepwater Horizon, and to honor the 11 who didn't make it off. And so I think when the corporate side of things, BP and Transocean, I think them seeing the movie, I think they'll probably have a little sigh of relief, because we're not really trying to go after them so much. Obviously, they made mistakes, and they had to pay for those mistakes. But, you know, our goal was to honor the 11, and it was long overdue, and the family certainly appreciated that, and that meant a lot to us. But we wanted to show what these brave men and women were faced with, and what they did, not only to survive, but also to try to stop this from happening. You know, everybody could have easily fled to the lifeboats and got away. A lot of people continued to try to fight and to stop this from happening. And that's very brave and very heroic. And I think that not only warrants a film being made about them, but also, you know, a lot of praise and appreciation for what they did and what people are out there doing now.
Thank you, Mark Wahlberg, for being here with us and sharing your experience of Deepwater Horizon, coming out in Italy on October 6th. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.